You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio the way it should be heard.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
It's Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Libby. This is Libby. And this is radio the way it should be heard. Could it be that everything, including your DNA, can be altered, completely changed by the right intention and frequency? A tone can change cellular structures and patterns. The right vibrations can enter a diseased cell, and that cell can be completely returned to normal. I stuttered right then because it's mind-boggling. And I'm so happy to have you with us at the table. We have a wonderful friend here, David Holtz. David, are you with me?
I am. Hi, Libby.
I just had to ask. You know, I love it when someone says, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yes. You see, everyone, David is a minister, teacher, and the author of a book called A Fork in the Road. David developed the tuning forks. That's why I introduced you to him a little after one little piece of his book. It's mind-boggling, David, to think that tone, sound, can heal a diseased cell.
Well, sound can make us sad, sound can make us happy, sound can make us feel spiritual. Sound can make us feel anything we want to feel. Why not?
Well, why not is a good word. It's a good question. Get me to laughing in here. I love it. TalkTainmentRadio.com. You can call at 1-877-932-9766. Get your paper ready, your pencils ready. Some of you have those devices, you know, you don't need pencil and paper like the old school. Get yourself something cold or warm to drink and be prepared to learn a little something. It does bother me that healing can be done with sound, and yet we don't think about it much, David, because there are pieces of equipment in our hospitals that do generate tones for healing. Am I correct?
Yes, very correct, yes.
All right.
Programs, so many things are based on sound and vibration.
But you see, you're saying you have facilitated a way for us to be able to do this ourselves through tuning forks. I love it. Tuning, toning, time, everything that will move us to a place of good health and healing. I'm very much interested in healing. But there's a piece here that came from your book as well, the description for soma energetics, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Soma, meaning body in the original Greek, is a powerful series of sound therapies that utilize tuning forks tuned to the frequencies of the ancient Solveggio. Now, I want you to explain to everyone what that is.
Okay. Everything is vibration. Everything is energy. Einstein told us over 100 years ago, and we're just now starting to understand the power of the absolute essence of what matter is. And that is energy, but energy that vibrates. So the tuning forks are such exact frequencies. There's nothing more pure than a tuning fork.
Really?
A man comes to your house, he tunes your piano. What does he have? A little 440A tuning fork. And did you know that the policeman that is on the highway looking for speeders in that little machine he has is a tuning fork?
No. So what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, that's right. That's how this was all kind of started by our manufacturer, Biosonics, was he was stopped by a policeman, and he had tuning forks on the front seat. And he said, I want to show you something. And he brought his machine or detector, I don't know what they call them, but he showed him that in that was a little tuning fork, and as people speed a certain speed, it causes it to vibrate a certain frequency that lets them know they're over the speed limit. So tuning forks are not that new. They're very ancient. We used them in Egypt. We've used them in many indigenous cultures. I tell you, Libby, the thing I love about them is you don't have to plug them into the grid. You don't have to have them up. They're not computerized. They're something you can use anywhere, any place, on anyone.
Well, now, you have a lot of insights in your book, and I want you to share these with me. I'm going to just give you a few that resonated for me, and then explain some things. See, I have this thing about my friends being played. And if you've not heard me say this before, you know, big business knows things about you. They study you. They track you. They know you by barcodes and things that you use to get what you want. And they also know that there are such things as tones that will heal. Now, David's research and his book and his workshops and sessions, healing sessions, are available to you so that you can do some of this, so you can know what's going on. What bothers me is that I feel like, well, that's why we're here at the table, to be sure that you know that these things exist. They are not only being used to you, they're used by you and for you, and sometimes even against you. Now, I'm being very, very nice, David. Am I being a good girl?
You're just telling the truth.
Well, I won't last long, I promise you. Don't let somebody burn my biscuits. And I don't like wasting food, David. Now, this is what a little more from your book. These amazing therapies release blockages in the energy bodies, and this assists one in connecting with source. We have energy bodies?
We do. We have different levels of energy. The best example I could use is a light going through a prism. You know, when the light goes through a prism, we see that light as red, we see it as orange, yellow, green, blue, and so on and so forth, the rainbow colors. Now, that's the same light. It's not a red light that's separate from an orange light. What's different is the frequency. So it's the same way with our bodies. As our spirit or energy or life force, whatever you choose to call it, comes through to get down here to this human level, which is a very dense third dimension, it's like ice compared to steam and water. And to do that, it has to go through that higher temperature, like steam has to be hotter than water. Water gets cooler, and then ice becomes trapped energy. Well, that's what happens. Finally, our spiritual bodies keep coming down through these prism of spectrum of frequencies, and they become more dense, more dense, more dense, more dense, until they become physical. Now, the illusion is, if you're 50 years old, 60 years old, 40, whatever your age is, you think you've had that same body. That's incorrect. Your body makes itself new every 7 years. In fact, while we're talking, tens of millions of cells will die and will recreate themselves while you and I are talking to Libby and the listeners are listening. Now, where do those new cells come from? They come from the energy body. So, yes, that's something that's been missed. I know in the Bible, it talks in Revelation that there are seven seals, if you remember that in the fifth chapter of Revelation.
Yes.
Those seven seals represent those seven energy levels that we all are. So we're on many different levels at the same time.
Wow. Now I'm just going to say wow. Now hang on a second, David, because there's something I want to share with everyone. This too is good energy. You see, a woman's work host, Sister Victoria Reist, is dedicated to the upliftment of the collective human spirit. She is one of the strongest voices for equal justice for women and families. Women's Work is Never Done, live every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's another level of living as well, David.
Absolutely.
It absolutely is a woman's work.
And very important.
Yes, it is. Now, this is. Let's go further. This is some good stuff. People ask me sometime, David, how am I doing? I tell them I'm glowing in the light and the dark. I was not wrong.
You are not. You know, I hear a lot of people say sometimes things like go to the light. You know, when people make their transition, they go to the light. So I say, you are the light. We are light beings, and we need to search the darkness. Now, I'm using the term darkness is not where the evil ones are, but the unexplored part of ourselves, the unused DNA, the unused part of our consciousness. So much of ourself is so unexplored and totally uncharted territory. And that's what I'm trying to get people to do, is to find a way through vibrational pathways, or what we call bridges and tuning forks, to go into that part of themselves. Because I believe there's treasures in the darkness.
Oh, no question. Based on what I was taught as a child, the Holy One, and I refer to God, the Source, for the sake of all the many, many people that I am in, coming into contact with, the Holy One existed in the dark. And the most powerful source for our electric is in the dark. As a matter of fact, I like to tell this, David, because in order to connect with the most powerful source behind a wall, you need to connect with that thing with a male component going into a female component. And you cannot touch that source without being killed unless you make that connection. Before you plug in, you are in the dark. It's not a bad place to be. But as a child and coming through, I was taught that darkness was a negative thing. I know now that that's certainly not true. Your conversation with us also piques that conversation for me even more. I'm loving it. You said, or I'll say, that in your book it says nature and grace, the physical and spiritual, reflect each other and reveal the great fact that there is a secret tone scale or set of sounds that vibrate at the exact frequency required to transfer spirit to matter or matter to spirit. I think this quote was Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And Joseph, is it Puello? It's Puello. Puello. Okay. Oh, also, I got to tell you this, David, and for all of you who are at the table, you know, every time we come to the table, I look to see which little word I'm going to mispronounce. It's because I healed from my car accident and it left my my ability to say a certain word a certain way. So I bring laughter to that. And that was my opportunity. And I'm happy to say it was okay. I love it.
At least you have an excuse.
Oh, no. You know what? It's not even an excuse. It just is what it is. I'm happy to say my kither is all right, though. Oh, yeah. Laughter is very healing. I'm all about the healing. Matter of fact, David and everyone here at the table, I met someone who said they laughed their way through their cancer experience to their healing. So I use their example, their model as well. You know, what I want to ask you about the spirit to matter and matter to spirit, can you give me an idea, a little bit more about, maybe an example of what's being said here? Because it's powerful.
Okay, first of all, the secret tone that is being talked about there is my tuning forks. There are six major tuning forks that I use called the solfeggio. Now, solfeggio is not a man's name, but it is a term used for each sound that is a solfa sound.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put those together in relationship into a sort of, and I use the word loosely, scale,
mm-hmm.
because we don't want it to be a scale like Western music, because we close our scale. When we go C to C, we've closed an octave. We go C to C, we close an octave.
Mm-hmm.
My sounds don't close, so they stay open. So it opens the energy of the person that I use them on. But the solfeggio are six sounds that was taken out of the Catholic Church in the 11th century. And because they were tremendously powerful when they were sung in the Gregorian chants and the hymns, especially the hymn to St. John the Baptist, which you can download on my website if you're interested in hearing that exact chant. And it was sung in six different degrees, which are also mentioned in Psalms, but I don't have time to do that, the degrees of David, the degrees of Solomon, so on and so forth. But anyway, those frequencies were taken out by Guido of Arezzo, who changed some very powerful frequencies to what we know today as do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Mm-hmm.
Do, a deer, right?
Right.
And Dewey Andrews in the field with the kids.
Yeah, we had to learn all of those in school.
Yeah, well, that's the watered-down version of music. And it's just too bad that we have lost. But the exciting thing, Libby, is you and I are living in a time that everything that has been put in secret is now being revealed and shouted from the housetop.
Now, I want to talk about that secret thing, but I'm trying to hold back. I told you I'm trying to be good, but I'm not good at it, and I don't care, especially if it means all of our friends will be informed about what's going on with them, to them, and around them. Can I just go through these? I'd like to go through these six frequencies for those, because the thing about it that touched me was what they are for. Now, it's the first one is VT. Is it VT? It's a
frequency.
Is it UT? Okay, because I was a little concerned. It's like, that doesn't look right. But UT, it didn't look right. Is at 396 hertz. And it is for liberating guilt and fear. Then there's Re, R-E, at 417 hertz, undoing situations and facilitating change. Then there's Mi at 528 hertz. That's the one I'm loving, because it's transformation and miracles, DNA repair. Then there's Fa at 639 hertz, connecting with and connecting relationships. Soul is 741, expressions and solutions, and La at 852, awakening intuition. I'm very intrigued by that. You're saying to me that these stay open when you use your forks, and we can actually use one tone for a particular thing?
We can.
Oh, my goodness.
We really can. If we put sound through the auditory system, which is based on the research and work of Dr. Alfred Tomatos of France, who has made his transition, but he's left the world with about 200 clinics. And his research on sound through the auditory system into the nervous system, from everything from ADD to dyslexia, you name it, was very powerful to me. So I make sure that when I teach all of the students, that I teach them to begin with putting the forks near the ear, so it can go into the nervous system. Now, the nervous system is connected to everything in the body. It's where the communication of the whole body is connected up to be. When we say a body, we're talking about trillions of cells. We're talking about bones. We're talking about all kinds of parts. But to make it a whole body, the nervous system has to connect that all up and be the highway, the super...
Okay, David, I want you to stay right there. You see, TalkTainmentRadio.com is the world's greatest radio. It's the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. Stay right there. There's more to the ear than you know. Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-yah! Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-yah! Trees. Hi-yah! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things!
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts? Sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LL Cool J. You may know me as an actor, a recording artist, and an author, but I'm also a dad, and I know how important it is to read with my children. When I was growing up, my grandparents and mother read with me as often as they could. By the time I was 11, I was writing rhymes and creating music. I believe in the power of reading. That's why I'm asking you to join me on October 2nd, where we celebrate that power with Jumpstart's Read for the Record campaign. It's easy, it's fun, and we're going to make history. Visit readfortherecord.org to learn more and sign up.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Hey, TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. With us is David Holtz. He's a minister, teacher, and author of a book called A Fork in the Road. You see, he developed the tuning forks, and they are healing tools. You can call and talk with us at 1-877-932-9766. Yes, you can. And ask David questions and get clear about healing and this mode of healing. David, we were talking about the notes that come from the tuning forks. And I want you to tell me a little bit about the note C, since in your book it says that it's derived from the phrase mira jessorum, and that's Latin meaning miracle. and that the exact frequency used by genetic biochemists to repair broken DNA, the genetic blueprint upon which life is based, broken DNA can be fixed?
Anything can be fixed.
Shut up, Dave. Oh, I did it. I'm sorry. Okay. Here we go.
All things are possible.
I'm telling you what. Every time I meet with someone at the table, we get here and the information is being given. David, you say something that just brings it out. And I just have to say, shut up, David, for real. Now, even though I promise myself every week. But that's why we're here at the table, because the insights are here. You are saying everything can be fixed. Are you saying that to me?
I am. In fact, everything is trying to be fixed.
Okay.
All illnesses, depression is all the mind and body trying to find its balance. Homeostasis, we call it. It's center. It's balance.
Right.
And because the world does not understand how to dance with us, if I can use that term, there is not that harmony, there is not that connection and relationship, that we have gotten out of tune. We're out of tune with nature, we're out of tune with about every system that's on the planet today, whether it's education, financial, political, religion, whatever. Everything's out of tune. And we're out of tune. And as we get in tune, then we're going to start affecting the environment and put it back in tune. You know, when you stop and think that in the beginning was the word is a thought, and the thought comes from a sound.
That's true.
So it all begins with a sound. So the world's going to be changed by sound. I have no doubt about it, that it is through sound that we are going to transform what it means to be a human being on this planet. And our planet itself.
All right, now this is where my biscuits are burned, and I'm telling you now, I can't stand it when somebody burns my biscuits. Look here, in your book on page 88, geopathic stress, and at the very bottom, there is a little paragraph that sent me straight. The short version is, the issues at stake in protection of the status quo are money, politics, and control. To use sound to eliminate viruses and bacteria would destroy most of the transnational corporations and businesses in our society. Nearly our entire global economy infrastructure is built upon a foundation of illness, sickness, and death. And you're saying we are out of tune.
Yes. I think we can sum all that up in one word. Greed.
Oh, see, you took me there. You took me down that alley. Greed.
Well,
folks are dying, suffering, and going through a bunch of changes because somebody's greedy.
Yes. There's two paths we can walk in this world. The one of fear or love. And, of course, fear is the way of greed. And unfortunately, greed has taken over because we live on the wonderful thing about the planet Earth, it's a free will zone planet. We choose here. We make choices. Even if there's a plan for our life, we can choose other things. And that's what we've done. We've misused our ability to make choices and free will because we have remained immature. And I may upset some people by saying this, but the most thing that has done least change on the planet has been organized man-made religion.
What?
You know, as America. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Weren't you a minister? Aren't you
a minister?
Yeah.
I am been a minister for 50 years, and I remain a minister, but I'm a minister of progression.
Okay.
I am a minister of change. That we, you know, the car you drove today was not the car that Henry Ford gave us, correct?
That's true.
It had to evolve itself to become this complex machine. Every appliance you use today in your house was not made that way. I'm even old enough to remember old Ringer washing machines.
You and me too?
Now, yeah. So why do we think that the first forefathers of religion would have had the whole idea of what God said and who God was and all these things without us continuously from generation to generation evolving that information? And that's what I did as a young man, 16 years old, filled with the Holy Spirit, sincere, wanted to know the truth, that I began to study for myself. And the first thing that came to me as a 16-year-old young minister Christian was Paul or God or Jesus, either one, did not speak English.
That's true.
I wanted to know what they said in their language, and I got me a book and started looking up every Greek, Hebrew, and finally Aramaic word that I could find, and I went, oh, my goodness, this is what they said. This is what they meant.
Well, you know, we have a show on Talktainment Radio called In the Word with Elder Byrd. And every week they discuss these things that you're speaking about right now and the truths and insights that come through that show. And I invite everyone to listen to that show. I believe it's Friday at 7 p.m. They talk about how the language was not English and also how the taking the words that were said then and trying to interpret them now, something was lost. Are you saying to me, David, that when folks were translating, talking about sound, things were lost or controlled?
Absolutely. And I learned that from the Bible. The Bible itself will tell you that it's not the book. The book is written within, Revelation 5. And I saw him on the throne, had the book written within with seven seals. And nobody was felt worthy enough to loose those seals. And that's what's wrong, is nobody feels worthy. Because we're constantly told that we're all bad, evil people. And we're not. We're all the children of God, and we have a birthright to open up those seals to all that wonderful information that I have not seen nor ear heard.
Hmm.
Now, you're getting excited now, because I tell you, this is the day of a word.
All right, now, what I want you to do then do this for me. I want you to hang on to your thought while I give you a word and all of us a word. You see, blood sugar and fears, that's what I want to talk about. Type 2 diabetes is a serious chronic health threat in America. It affects tens of millions of people. Many people who have the disease, they don't even know it. And diabetes can cause health problems such as heart disease, strokes, amputations, and blindness. So talk to your doctor and get screened if you're at risk. And how to avoid becoming one of the millions in the new cases of diabetes every year. You can prevent type 2 diabetes. And this is a message from CDC and HHS. You know something? Go ahead and get cranked, because just what I talked about right there can be prevented or removed. And you're getting cranked up. Go ahead.
I am. Let me give you the premise of Soul Energetics and Light Within Ministry. The premise is this. I don't look at the illusion. The illusion is what my five senses tell me. My five senses does not tell me always the truth. In the Bible, it's called, do not judge by appearance. Things appear to be a lot, most of the time, what they are not. So I look, and I have people come to me all the time who have a bad knee. They have arthritis. They have heart trouble. They've got this, they've got that. Now, it is my position as a spiritual healer, and I want to stress the difference in healer and spiritual healer. I cannot heal anybody, but that divine or spirit part of me, if I let it come through, it can do the work. But the person has to do the work too. And here's my premise in a nutshell, bottom line. The Creator, which I do believe is perfect, could not have created anything less than itself. I have a thing that I tell a lot of couples who it doesn't work out, divorced or whatever. I said, the trouble is, as long as a man believes that a woman is lesser, that is not love, that is pity. As long as a woman sees a man as greater, that is not love, that is admiration.
Mm-hmm.
Love equals love. And I believe that God equals its creation. We're made out of the same stuff, spirit, that God is the perfect. So I'm perfect because God's perfect. So my premise is that we are already whole at the deepest spiritual level beyond appearance. So I work with the wholeness. I don't work with what's broken and try to fix it. I try to clear all of the blockages, all of the unresolved issues, all of the of stuff that we carry, the baggage, the energetic baggage that we carry. If I can clear that out of the way and the person is willing, then that wholeness is going to appear all the way to the cellular level.
See, and the key word is being willing, because I remember stories when I was a child where Jesus the Christ asked someone, do you want to be healed? I thought that was interesting, would ask that. But he did it for a reason. And now what you're saying basically confirms and explains why he would ask. Why bother with it if you really don't want to be healed?
Jesus was a very wise man.
Yes, he was.
And here's what he knew, and this is what I know today because of that. I know that when a client comes to me and they're saying, I'm here, and I'll ask them, why are you here? Because I want to be healed. I'm tired of suffering. I have devised a way to teach the trainees and myself, how can we find out if that person really wants to heal? Now, I know this sounds bizarre, but at a subconscious level, which we mostly are, a lot of people don't want to heal because they have adapted and made an identity out of their illness.
That's true.
Woundology.
That's true.
People have learned to control and manipulate. And people have learned that this is who I am now. I am so-and-so, and I have this disease, and I'm so-and-so, and I have illness. Now, I know the part of the brain is rejecting that right now. Who would not want to be healed? Trust me, you can test people energetically and find out that they are not really willing to be healed at that time. I have to work differently with that person. I have to get through all of that so that they can have that desire to truly be healed. And here's the thing why people would not want to be healed. Because if you get healed or change, you change everything around you. You change your relationship with your family, your significant other, your job. Everything in your world will change when you change. And a lot of people are frightened of the unknown.
Well, of course, so we've been taught that the unknown is some dark, mysterious character who's going to get us when we turn our back. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, bring it on to me. I'm ready to go.
And you know what? My mama would say, if you can't do nothing else, she'd say, pray. And, you know, as a child, you do what your mama tells you to do. But there was a man who wrote a book. His name is Neville. And he said, prayer is the ability to believe that which the senses deny. And then in your book, you talk about heaven. And in a portion of that, it says it's nothing supernatural or miraculous that your healing becomes a natural state. So that fear. Who taught us to be afraid to be whole all the time? Happy, healthy, wealthy, prosperous, in good relationships. Every one of those tones, the six tones, who taught us that we should be afraid of that when that's our natural state of grace?
You got it.
Wow.
It's our birthright. It is our truly natural state as we've been created. Now, people get mixed up when God didn't create these bodies. I know where my body came from. All I have to do is look at pictures of my mom and dad, who are not with us any longer. But every day I look in the mirror and I see my mom and I see my dad and I see my grandma. My body was formed. And God doesn't create anything that's inferior. So that's why the body has to be resurrected. That's the whole idea of Jesus as a physical resurrection, to tell us we can resurrect our body by changing the vibratory frequency of the vibration and the spin of the cells in our body.
Huh.
Because if we're depressed, they're low, and they're slow, and very low. And if we're happy, they get real high. But we need to be in balance. And you were talking about that positive and negative.
Yes.
That's so important. You've got to have the balance between the male and the female. These are people call it the yin and the yang, doesn't matter what you call it. But we need to have that balance, and we just don't have that balance.
Well, wait right there. Just hold it right there. This is so good. This is so good. You see, TalkTainmentRadio.com is the world's greatest radio, and it's on the move with your smartphone or your tablet device. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and check out the blogs or podcasts. Listen live and participate at 1-877-932-9766. Now I want you to stay right there. Your natural state of grace is healing. For real? Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Every 9.5 minutes, one person in the U.S. is infected with HIV. This person is more likely to be under 30 years old and a person of color. 1 in 3 new infections happen between a male and female, so HIV is not a gay disease. It affects all of us. Out of all people living with HIV, 1 in 5 do not know they are infected and spreading the virus to others. What can we do about all this? We can get the facts. HIV is spread through sex, sharing needles, contact with blood, and mother to baby. We can protect ourselves. Do not have sex, always use a condom, and know our partner's HIV status. We can get tested for HIV. Tests can be done with oral samples, no blood, and results in just 20 minutes. And we can spread the word, not the virus. Share this information, and you could save a life. For more information or a free HIV test, call the Columbus Urban League at 257-6300, extension 150, or visit facebook.com/stopHIV. Let's fight HIV and spread the word, not the virus.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing.
Don't be that guy. Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. The world's greatest radio. This is Libby. I'm Libby. And with us is David Holtz. And he is the author of A Fork in the Road. And we're talking tuning forks and sound healing and more than that. And you can join us by calling 1-877-932-9766. That's what you can do. Hey, David.
Hello. I'm here.
All right. Now, I mentioned heaven. And you talked a little bit about, or in your book, it's about heaven, complete synchronization with higher frequencies and vibration of creation, being totally entrained, a state of at-one-ment. So what is this at-one-ment?
Well, at-one-ment is called resonance. When two things are in harmony with each other, that is resonance or at-one-ment. Now, the Bible calls it atonement.
Ah.
A tone. Think about it. In the word atonement is the word tone.
That's true.
So when a C is, here's another C, they're in resonance or atonement with each other. So it's about harmonization and relationship. And sometimes we have that with people. We used to call it back in the 60s, you know, oh, they got a good vibe, or
yes,
they got a bad vibe.
Yes.
That's it. But we're talking about their tone. You know, we're talking about their attitude. What are they emanating out? You know, babies know it. Your pets know it. Even nature knows it. But adults don't know it, because we've disconnected from that inherent ability to really follow and see the world musically or through sound. If we could, we wouldn't get in the situations that we get ourselves into many times.
Hey, David,
two people cannot be together that's not in harmony.
There's someone here who wants to talk with you. Patricia.
Okay.
This is Libby. Welcome.
You know, thank you. I have just been so intrigued listening to, and I don't know what to call him, Dr. Reverend.
He said today he's David.
He's David. Well, David, you're so interesting, and I'm intrigued by the things that you've been saying. And I've been trying to call, catch a little break so I could call, but every time I wanted to dial, you said something else, and I wanted to hear what you were saying. So I said, well, you know,
let me just break
right in. It's been wonderful. And I just find it so interesting that you're a Baptist minister. I mean, that just seems so odd to me. But do you hold seminars or workshops anyplace?
I do. I just got back from New York City yesterday, and I go all over the country, and you can find all of that on my website. There's always schedules and places like that where I'm going to be.
Why don't you tell us about how we can reach you?
Yes, you can do it at www.somaenergetic. Now, soma is, as you said, the Greek word in the New Testament for body. Soma energetic. Or you can go to Light Within Ministries. That might be easier for people. Light Within Ministries. Either one of those will get you on my website. And there's a lot of stuff there to read and to check out.
Well, I just wanted to say that you've just been just a plethora of information. I really enjoyed it. You certainly have been enlightening. And just thank you. Thank you for the information.
Thank you.
Well, Patricia, I have a question for you. I mean, are you as close to music as I am?
Yes, I love music, all kinds of music. That's another thing that I found so fascinating is that I heard him say that we close our music off, and you know, I was thinking about all the different kinds of music that I've heard, and to think that there's more out there, it's like, oh my gosh, I need to know about that.
So here's a question I have for the both of you then. You know, Barry White has one of those, oh baby. David and Patricia, did Barry know something? You know, because, I mean, that went cellular for me. Oh, baby.
Well,
and for a lot of people.
I can answer that in one word. Yes.
So now we can talk a little bit about manipulation of tones, because we are being manipulated, aren't we, David?
We are, in a positive way and in a negative way.
Is that why our children, Patricia, do you think so? Is this why our children are losing their minds?
Well, you know what?
I'm being very nice. I said I would.
I do think that tones, I teach parenting classes, and I'm always talking to parents about their tones with their children, because we know that using different tones signifies, you know, where you are in the punishment realm, necessarily punishment, but, you know, getting their attention about something that they're doing or not doing. So I know the tones are very important, but what I thought was so interesting to know was that tones actually manipulate us as human beings.
So is that true, David? Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you probably had your mother or grandmother say, don't you take that tone with me, young
lady. That's right. That's exactly right. Say that a few
times
myself.
Yeah, they knew. These people knew. They understood. It was in the tone that you used.
So these tuning forks that you have, are they available to everyone, or are you going to keep it a secret? That works my nerves. I'm telling you, that works my nerves.
I do want to say that all this started in Columbus, Ohio.
Really?
That's right.
In the year 2000, I was living there, and when we rolled over to 2000, I knew it was a very special time to be alive on the planet, when a century. And yeah. I was in a place where I was directed to check out deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA. And that's how all this came. I won't go into that story. It's in the book. But I so appreciate what Patricia was saying, because she really got it when she said that the tones are so closed in Western music. Now, as a young man, I was blessed to be taken by my aunt, who was our pastor of a little Pentecostal church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to the African-American church, and I loved the music. It did something different to me than when I went back to my church. And when I learned to play a little bit of that type of music, I noticed they played mostly on the black notes, and I thought they're playing dissonant between, which is opening up the music. And when that music is open, the spirit is open, and of course everybody took off and danced and praised and worshiped.
Yeah.
And I just got it. I just got it as a young man. I said, we need to open ourselves, not close ourselves.
So are you saying that one of those keys that the pianist or the organist plays invokes the Holy Spirit, and that's what makes people open up more? I mean, is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, you're just very good. What it does is those keys open up the mind, and then the Holy Spirit can come through. You know, I read a book recently that Sherlock Holmes, when he couldn't solve a mystery, he would go into his parlor at night and play his violin and play dissonant music, and then wake up in the morning and have solved the problem. So there's something about what's dissonant to the brain that opens up new neurons to receive information that's trying to get through, but we're all so resistant because of our belief systems, because we all believe that what we believe is the only right way to believe.
Well, you know, that note La, which is at 852 hertz, awakens intuition. So if you think about it, next time we all go to a service of some sort, pay attention to the note that speaks to your spirit, the one that vibrates your bones, as I call it. And let's see if that's the one that we're speaking about now, because there are six major ones, and we're not actually getting the pure note. Is that so?
That's right. We're not getting the pure note.
Well, if we're not getting the pure note, if we're not getting the Patricia, if we're not getting the,
I don't know if I can handle.
That would roll me over to get the right one. You know, there's a song called "Don't Even Go There," the right way. You got me stuttering, David. I'm upset here. Look here, sound will in fact get to the cellular level and influence you one way or another.
Mm-hmm. But it's got to get there. But it's got to get there, and it's got to go through all those other energy levels, including your mental. And that's the hard one. We have set up a mental construct of this is what's real because I believe it. And if anything different tries to come in, then we are resistant to that. So we have to go around and reroute ourselves, which sound reroutes consciousness. Because sound is a carrier of consciousness. So we go through, and if we can make it past that, then we can get to the receptors on chromosomes that open up DNA. DNA is nothing but water molecules. Water is one of the greatest conductors for sound, too. So it's all in the book.
Well, you know what, Patricia, before you joined us, we were talking about some of the things that we've been taught and another way of looking at it. We use the scriptures and some of the other great books by some of the other great guns. But in David's book, A Fork in the Road, there's a little segment here called A Recipe for the Universe. And you know the number 666?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, were you taught like I was that number means something very, very, very bad?
Yeah, it does. I mean, in fact, so much so till we don't want to have anything to do with 666.
Well,
because we're afraid something bad's going to happen to us.
Now, listen to this little piece here. It says, have you considered that the carbon 12 atom, which is the building block for organic life, that there are 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons? And this is another way of looking at the number 666. And when you go further down, there's a paragraph that says, if you break it down like this, numerical reduction, 666 equals 9. That's 18. Break it down. 1 plus 8 is 9, which is completion, right?
Okay.
A woman carries a baby 9 months, all right, and so on and so on. So what I'm getting from David's book, and you help me with this one, David, is that sometimes we need to take a look at things a little differently. True?
Very true.
I'm not.
And for myself, I cannot speak for everybody else, but for me, I've learned that the things that most religions have tried to make us frightened of is to keep us out of it.
Oh.
And that's what the human ego does. It projects fear on something because there's something in there that will empower us.
Mm. Now, let me just take one little... Oh, go ahead, Patricia. Go ahead.
I was just going to say he struck a note when he said religion.
I thought you was cute when you said he struck a note. I love it. I love it.
Okay, a little pun there.
Mm. Hey, you've got a little piece here that I want to share. I really do. And I want to make sure we get this said, and let's talk about it for the time we have. In here it says on page 49, it's been asserted by many that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, does that sound familiar? Anything can happen. It can happen the moment we change our minds. Every breath is an opportunity to change our lives forever. Change precedes transformation. The transformation of the cellular tissue automatically happens when the intent of the mind is focused upon a moment of healing, a moment of peace, happiness, a miracle moment, a choice point where we are called to choose which fork in the road to take. Is that powerful or what?
That's powerful.
Really good.
Who wrote that?
I need to read this book.
A Fork in the Road by David Hultz, D.D. Okay. What's D.D. mean?
That I have doctorate in divinity.
There you go. See, I like folks to blow their own horn. I love it.
So A Fork in the Road is the name of the book?
It is.
Okay. I'll have to pick that one up.
You can get it on my website.
Okay.
You see,
or Amazon. You can get it on Amazon.com, too.
Okay. I am intrigued. I truly am intrigued, and again, I know that time is just about gone, but again, I just wanted to say keep up the good work, and thank you so much for enlightening us.
Well, thank you, Patricia. You've been wonderful.
Thank you. And
David, I want to say thank you as well, and Patricia, thanks for joining us. Thank you all for being here with us at the table. David, I want to conclude our conversation with this. You mind? It says, come to the edge. We can't. We are afraid. Come to the edge. We can't. We'll fall. Come to the edge. And they came, and he pushed them, and they flew. That's the bottom line. So, David, one comment for me before we have to leave. I want you to come back. You know that.
I want to come back. I think we have a lot more to cover. It's going to be very empowering for those who are listening to us. And I want to thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to extend my voice out there to those who have an ear. Let them hear.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is the world's greatest radio. It's radio the way it should be heard. This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached?
You got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.